I think what changed at ASCO this year is where I personally think lenalidomide is going to have a much bigger role, which is in the relapsed and the refractory setting. So we had, you know, two trials, the MAGNIFY and the AUGMENT study, with some information that came out. And both trials are testing R-squared in relapsed indolent lymphomas, but there are some differences. The MAGNIFY trial was, it starts out as sort of a single-arm study where everybody gets R-squared for relapsed or refractory follicular lymphoma and marginal zone. And then there's a randomization between continued R-squared or continued R alone, okay? And in that particular setting, certainly there is a response rate of about 80% and a CR rate that is, you know, around 30 to 40% and well-tolerated. The AUGMENT trial looks at just rituximab-sensitive patients. And here, patients get randomized to either R-squared or to R monotherapy. And there's a significant advantage. In fact, you know, 39 or 40 months for the R-squared arm for PFS versus only 14 months for R alone. And to me, the AUGMENT trial was very helpful because for many of us, we use rituximab monotherapy in the relapse setting. And up until now, there hasn't been large-scale data showing us what you get with R monotherapy. And this shows 14 months PFS. And that's not really all that great for a disease like follicular lymphoma. And in contrast, the R-squared arm, you know, has this 40-month PFS and, again, is well-tolerated. So to me, both of those studies suggest that certainly in the relapse setting, lenalidomide and rituximab have an important role.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, you could almost view it a little bit as a continuum to first-line therapy. At least in my mind, you could view it that way because there's been a lot of debate about the tolerability of, quote, R-squared. And, you know, in the trial, they actually were treated for 2.5 years. It was a very long maintenance phase. You know, Bruce Chesson says, oh, I give it for a year and then I'm done. So, you know, now you're talking about kind of other variations of anti-CD20 with lenalidomide in terms of, I guess, minimizing the tolerability. If you do use R-squared up front, do you use it exactly as it was done in the trial? And what do you find in terms of how people tolerate it?
Yeah. So the reason Bruce was saying that is because there is a CLGB, now Alliance trial, that looked at just 12 months of R-squared. And I was part of that study as well. And, you know, I don't know why 18 months was picked for the relevance trial. Certainly for people who were part of the Alliance trial where you stopped at 12 months, that seems to be sufficient. So, you know, without really having large-scale data, I agree with Bruce. I don't think you necessarily need more than a year of R-squared. I don't even know if you need a full year of R-squared, but we have no data for less than a year.